What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
You ever had tissue in a fresh fitting? Cause you ain't want to get sweat in it?
Try that.
Well, it's a belly on his head. Get it?
Wow.
Get the bitch been, so I figured a pimp would do it. Never mad. You see one of my bitches out here and think you could pimp would do it. Your ex Gabby?
Uh-oh.
All mouth. No teeth, but his wisdom to it. I rock out. She had a tongue out more than a kiss reunion. This nigga sick.
They said the nigga that be tapping niggas' pockets and be bitching niggas?
Right.
I said, yeah, he be tapping niggas' pockets, but I don't know about him bitching niggas. But they ain't worried about you touching my pocket, because I'm a different nigga. But growing up, I was always the one that started the fight with the bigger niggas.
Good thing I came with revolvers, cause I'll leave handprints on tea like a machine fit. They go viral for well and on sir to make this nigga from Queens slip. But what gun goes Shalak Abu? That's such a gas bar. It's obvious whoever amputee don't even have arms. You fat fraud.
Yeah, that's what we doing, and that's how we giving it up. What's up, people? Seven Mitchell, T7M Radio, the culture. Welcome back. You already know what time it is. We got a crazy show tonight. Buckle up. It's going down. 347-989-8102. We got the big homie co-hosted Brother Jeff in the building. Brother Jeff was popping.
Brother Seven, good evening, brother. We are back. How you doing, brother?
Yo, I am in full effect. I can't get no better, 100%. I'm on a full tank of gas, man. We are lit tonight. Believe that. You already know.
You sound like you got a bag of tricks, brother.
What?
What's going on?
Man, I'm in my bag most definitely tonight, brother. We got a crazy show tonight. We got the big homie, the illest nigga in Nebraska, St. Mike, calling up to the culture. He's going to chop it up with us. He's making a URL appearance on Ascension June 11th versus the homie Fettuccine 20. We're going to chop it up with him. We got the girl Top Secret from the JBL Juice Battle League. She's going to call up a little bit later on in the show as well. We're going to chop it up, talk about her, what's going on with her. Tonight, also, debates out the ass tonight, Brother Jeff. No homo. We got Shoddy Horror. This big thing going down with Shoddy Horror and some threats that he made on social media. First of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Manchester that was affected by the bombing. The suicide bombing
definitely.
That happened.
Definitely.
Most definitely. But we got to chop it up a little bit about Shoddy Horror, because I really was going to go in on this cat after some things that I saw in the past 24 hours. But we're going to get into that a little bit more. We also got this crazy bar comparison going down tonight. The best of Brooklyn debate, been the craziest debate on the culture so far this year, seems like, Brother Jeff.
Say that one more time, brother.
I was saying the best in Brooklyn seems like it's the hottest debate that we've had on the show this year so far. We done had three or four shows.
Yeah, indeed. This could carry on for a little bit, but I guess we're going to try to nip this in the bud tonight, but it may not even happen this evening.
That's no question. Crazy. We're going to break it down, though. We're going to take it to another level. We're going to have a bar comparison tonight. Jazz the Rapper versus Steams. We had a back and forth our last episode about who was the best out of those two as far as pen game. Who got the sickest pen game between Jazz and Steams? We're going to break that down tonight. Also, classic blogs in battle rap. We're going to give a list of some of our favorite blogs that we done seen throughout the time of battle rap. We got a crazy show tonight, people. Once again, 347-989-8102. Follow us everywhere on social media right now at T7M Radio. We're about to turn it up. We got a new exclusive track by the big homie Big T from NWX called Still Out Here Juggling. This shit is crazy. Let's get right into it. T7M Radio, the culture. This is Big T, Still Out Juggling.
Yeah.
Still out juggling. Should've got a whooping. Dope in the bag. Spike Lee up the crook. Police in the book. Cook County bullpen. I ain't with the wolves then. Had to become a wolf then. All the work that I put in. Many streets got my hooves in. Got good teams. Yeah, nigga saying I ain't the nigga I could be. 2010 took five slugs in. Close to my heart. Should've knew the streets and had love in. It's on when I do it. Raw cones when I do it. To the dome when I do it. To your dome when I do it. Corleone you do it. How you want us to do it? I bet you don't even do it. Yo, get your homie to do it. Yo, niggas acting like they the only one shoot. They stop making guns when they stop making you stupid. Like Stacy, that's so cool. Still out juggling. Should've got a whooping. Dope in the bag. Spike Lee up the crook. Still out juggling. Trying to maintain. Fish still, bitch. Money and the things.
Talk about bands on bands. Talk about bands on bands. Talk about bands on bands. Talk about bands on bands.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Straight fire. That was the big homie, Big T, from out Chicago, NWX. Shit. We're still out here juggling. That was crazy. Salute to Big T. Exclusive heat. Dropping here first, T7M Radio, the culture. Seven Mitchell, brother Jeff in the building. Call us, y'all. Call up 347-989-8102. Brother Jeff, what are we doing with Big T? What do you think about Big T overall as a competitor? Where do you think he ranked as tier? And, you know, what's your overall thoughts on Big T?
Well, you know, I've always definitely had respect for that brother. And I had him on the – I had him top. Now, respectfully, I don't have him there at this moment. But I don't have him far from top at this moment. So what that means is I would like to see him get a few bodies. I think we'd all like to see him get some bodies. And where he is now and where I'm seeing him now, is he's climbing back up there. He's climbing back up there. And again, not to say that he was down in the basement or anything, but right. I definitely see him picking up momentum. So I think he will be back there, brother. He will be back there. Of course, I can't say when, but I don't think it will be long. I can say that.
Is it safe to say that Big T is probably top five performers in battle rap? Because I can't think of five artists actively that performs better than Big T when it comes down to consistency, the performance in every battle. I think K-Shine is really the best battle rap performer in the game, maybe in history, but I feel like Big T is in a top five when it comes to performance. What you think about that?
Yeah, I can go with that, and I'm probably going to agree with you because when I scanned my brain right now for five individuals, I really couldn't.
It's going
like
to be tough.
You just said, I came with K-Shine, Hitman, Briz. And my mind kind of stopped right there, except for Big T. So I'm with you.
Okay. I like that list. You know, and you made a good point because there was a time that Big T kind of oversaturated himself. There was a period where he was taking a whole lot of battles back to back to back to back. And, you know, his record was kind of up and down. But he definitely found a way to revamp himself, joining the NWX. What was your initial thought when you found out that he locked in with K-Shine and DNN and when he joined that camp?
Well, see, this comes with me not being in the know about him, meaning Big T, 100%. When I heard that, I had no idea where it came from. But
right.
Come to find out that they've always been around each other, you know, even if it's not 100%, I didn't know that either. So the question mark popped into my mind because I didn't know where it came from. But I can see where it came from, and I think it's a good fit.
You may even have to throw DNA in there. Maybe not top five, but I think DNA cracks the top 10 in performance. So when I look at everybody on that NWX roster, I mean, official, she's a punchliner, but she has performance, in my opinion, and so does the saga, for what it's worth, in a sense. So it's interesting that NWX is really locked in with some big-time performers, you know, even outside of just the bars. And then you got to think about this as well, Brother Jeff. Remember, not to really bring this up, but, you know, Big had a situation where, you know, he was out in commission. You know, he got shot up, you know, a few times, you know, some years back. Remember, he was out of commission for a minute.
Wow. You know what? I wasn't even thinking about that. But you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
And for you to bounce back just from that period alone, you know, is kudos. But from Big T to be where he is now, I definitely think he's top tier. I definitely think he's a top five performer. And the music he makes is dope. He's kind of consistent with music as well. I haven't been following him doing it for a minute, but what I've heard, everything I've heard been pretty fire, including this track. Like, it's been crazy.
Yeah, that track right there. I wasn't expecting that from Big T. So yeah, definitely respect to him for that. It sounded good. Production was good. Everything was cleared. And I definitely like that. And had you not have played that right now, I probably wouldn't have known for another week or so.
But we're going to keep that in rotation here on T7N Radio, no doubt. Big up to Big T, NWX. Let's reach out to the streets. Look like we got New York on the line. Let's see what's popping. It's like the homie Grail might be in the building. Grail, what's popping?
Grail fucking so bad, nigga. T7N Radio.
Yeah, wake up, nigga. What's popping?
Melly Mel.
Would you need some steroids over there? Yo, sound like you down and out, like you sleep. What's wrong, yo?
Nah, we live action, man.
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about, no doubt. What's your thoughts on Big T, Grail, overall, as far as career? Is he a top five performer in your opinion?
I think Big T don't get enough credit that he deserves. Niggas be trying to style on Big T and be saying, be hating on T, but you got to give respect where it's due. I fucks with Big T, man. Big T brought the letter for us to the game. Hope, bar structure, rhyme, and then niggas start taking it, but niggas don't be giving credit. It's all right, though. Pay homage.
Over 30 battles on his catalog. I mean, he's touched platforms everywhere. Black Ice, Don't Flop, of course, King of the Dot, URL, Houston Barcode, UW, 413 Battle League, Body Bag Battle League. I mean, this guy really has touched down Guerrilla Warfare almost everywhere. Like, Big T has been doing his thing, putting on classics. Like I told
dope
Jeff
resume.
Right before you. Yeah, dope resume. Remember he went through that little period where he kind of was oversaturating himself, taking a lot of battles around the time. I think this was around Summer Madness 4 time when he actually battled B-Magic. But, you know, outside of that, man, Big T has been dope, man. He has definitely found a way to revamp himself, and he is lit right now.
He's got dope music, too.
Right. No question. So, again, shout out to Big T. When we come back here on the coach of T7M Radio, it's time to debate, lock in. We got the homie St. Mike going to be calling up. Also, the girl, Top Secret, we're going to be calling up a little bit later on in the show. When we come back, we're going to do a URL Ascension predictions, and we also got to do our bar comparison. It's time to debate. Best of Brooklyn, Jazz the Rapper versus Steams. Who got the best pen game? This has been the biggest debate we've had on the podcast. We're going
to
get into this, man. 279 Radio. First of all, let's get into this track by the homie Cortez and the girl Jade Inc. for the fame here on 279 Radio, the culture. Don't go away.
Calvin. In my money, green, red, and blue. What about you? Yo. From my city to you, to New York. Big city to dreams, but I'm sleepwalking.
Play on the key of life. Word. As I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though.
What up, it's your girl Naji. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yo, T7M Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. We got Grail, we got Brother Jeff on deck. Callers, y'all call up. Y'all know the drill. 347-989-8102. Make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel if y'all have not done so already at T7M Radio. Also, lock in and log on to our Patreon account. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/T7M Radio. Subscribe to our Patreon account. Become a donor for $1 per month. You'll get some exclusive content from T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate the support. We about to lock in. We got some debates. We got Carolina in the building as well. It looked like the big homie J.O. is in the building. I'm about to bring him on, whether he like it or not. J.O. was popping, my G.
Oh, man. Like I just tuned in and came in just in time.
Yes, sir. Trying to turn this thing up a notch.
Hey, man, you know, you already know.
All right, yo, so check this out, man. The Best in Brooklyn debate has been so hot here on the Culture T7M Radio. And last episode, me and Grail's been going back and forth about two particular artists in the pen game, Jazz the Rapper and Steams. Grail swear me up and down, Steams pen game is more sicker than Jazz. J.O., let me ask your opinion. This being the devil's advocate, who got the best pen game, Jazz the Rapper or Steams?
I got, oh, man. We just talking pen, right? We just talking
straight
pen. We got
just pen.
Just pen.
Fiends have a better pen than Jazz.
Wow. That's disrespectful. I should have never brought you on live. What about you, brother?
And I'm not a big fan of both.
You're not a big fan of both. Okay, Mr. Disrespectful One. What about you, brother Jeff? Before we get into these bars, who would you say is off of the top is your has the sickest pen, most wittiest, just the best pen game between Jazz and Steams?
I gotta go with my brothers. That man Steams got
brother.
A sick pen, man.
Yeah, brother Jeff, you already know. And why the Cali love, baby.
Okay. How about this? Steams Cortez has the best pen in Brooklyn. Can we agree?
No, we cannot agree. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute.
Why
are we talking about Jazz and Steams? We should be saying maybe Steams and Cortez.
Well, I feel like Jazz will beat Cortez. Wait a minute. You're taking this.
What?
You know what? You're coming on here tonight, J.O. Yes, you heard me first. Jazz will beat Cortez in the battle. Did you see what 40 Bars did to Cortez? Are you kidding me?
I thought that was debatable in the trash battle, but
wow.
That's another
here we
story.
Go. Here we go with this. A loss, but it wasn't clear.
Yes,
shout out to Grail. All right, man, let's get into these bars. Man, we're not going to waste no time. Let's get into this bar comparison. We got a compilation of bars from Jazz the Rapper's second round of Battle versus 40 and Steam's second round Battle versus Brooklyn Carter. We're going to do this compilation. We're going to listen to these bars. When we come back, I'm going to reach out to the fellas, and I'm going to see if their opinion still stands on who's the best in Brooklyn when it comes to the pen game between Jazz the Rapper and Steams. Let's get right into this one.
I said, bitches talk all this shit until it's time to meet. But see, they like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Beg, ask me how. Because they all want to fuck with a bitch until they see defeat. Stand tall. These ones are...
Dollars to get this. KO a nigga to get this. Mm-hmm. And for the record, you barely DJ. When the tables turn, don't get mixed. I would fire you. But you don't know what you put your camp in. Trip, sleep on me, around these flames. Shit'll get intense, insane. Come on!
Yeah, you talk the talk, but won't walk the walk. I'll make your ass crawl, get y'all drinks. It's time I shut bars down. This the last call. You real disrespectful in your rap. I see you one of them flagrant folk. Razor blade to your son's face and Nick Jr., that's one of your famous posts. Well, what if I hit the crib, get your kid, take his throat and that razor blade, I have him in stitches like a crazy joke. Oh, you still don't respect me?
This my house, clear the air, I'm having shit, and it's a must-see, be left stinking by the arm pit, if D owes the rent. Now that borrowed ball wasn't worth the time that was spent, but if this thing in my pocket empties, you gonna pay for what was lent. Coming out of pocket empty, what you gonna get with lint? Bad mouth me, get a fresh taste of with peppered mint.
Like a crazy joke. Oh, you still don't respect me? Bet. I'll get your daughter too. Drag her to the riverside, motherfucker. Now I got all the juice. Turn the cam on. I said, drag her to the riverside, motherfucker. Now I got all the juice. Turn the cam on. Hit that bitch in the head with a bottle of vodka to show 40 proof, like I told you, you die. Turn the cam on and hit that bitch in the head with a bottle of vodka to show 40 proof. Like I told you, you die a million times, Square. Now tell 40 deuce. Are you mad? You want to fight? Just tell me what you wish, shorty. But this headline gonna get pushed back once I hit 40. Jab, jab, weave, jab. Hook up me.
Another dirty blood. I bet you never swim. How you gonna override the seas when you in water ain't the best of friends? So fuck, or say a set sail when I'm catching winds. For a boat to set sail, it has to catch a wind. See, I'm pondering if denial's starting to get to him. When you speak to the guard, it'll be from a box. Are you confessing sins? This heat, LeBron, most valuable. And I'm clutching it. It's final when I'm dumping clips. Slugs flying like Spurs. Son, can take seven, but a shooter, don't give up and stick off that.
That was fucking crazy. Steams, Jazz the Rapper going head to head with some fucking bars. This was crazy. Y'all niggas, y'all ain't gonna front like this shit is just a clear sweep. We're gonna do this again, man. Brother Jeff, after hearing what you heard, let's talk to me.
That was definitely a nice little compilation right there, brother. We got to do more of that. Definitely got to do more of that. I definitely like that. However, I'm still rolling with the cakes. I'm still rolling with the cake god, man.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I would say I have, you know what, because I'm going to wind up having to talk to the bosses before the show is out. What about you, J.O.? You sticking to your guns with that Steams over Jazz?
Well, being that I couldn't translate any of Steam bars, by default, I'm going to have to say Jazz to clear a punchline. He wins that battle.
That was advocate.
I will agree with J.O. on that. You can't decipher everything.
Well, let me ask you this.
I said.
Do you think it was a bad selection of bars from Steams? Because I kind of took a vote of which round and which battle to take.
Yeah, you were very disrespectful for picking that. You should have picked his third round versus Nitty.
Adi Boom or Adi Boom?
No, Nitty. You should have picked his third round versus Nitty. With the slot machine bar and all that, and you could have picked a better Jazz. I would have went with Jazz. Maybe get a E-Heart round. I think E-Heart.
Well, how about this? How about we do Cortez's show off on Sunday?
That's kind of interesting, right there. That's interesting.
I'm thinking.
What is a Brooklyn MC playoff bracket?
Well, it wasn't initially until Grail got disrespectful and tried to make it seem like Jazz Pen Game was so inferior to these guys, and we just could not get off the topic. So, you know, and I just had to bring it to light. So, Grail, I mean, you gonna keep it a buck? I mean, you gonna stick to your guns? Steam still got a better pen than Jazz?
Are you fucking crazy?
Are you fucking crazy?
Yo, listen. Are you crazy? How you gonna override seas when you and water ain't the best of friends?
That was fire.
You lucky. You
but hit her over the head to show 40 proof? Are you kidding me? What? Yo, she killed 40. Yo, that was
lucky you didn't play the first round.
That was a nasty
You lucky you didn't play the first round.
That was nice, too.
But
hairline don't go back when you see 40.
We agreed last week, Grail, on which round. So why are we switching it up now?
It don't even matter. Even if you took the 2 seconds, that shit is good enough, yo. But you just lucky. You lucky you didn't get the first.
You're pulling the LeBron right now. You're pulling the Cleveland right now. You're pulling the Cleveland. You're pulling the game three. You're pulling the game three performance right now. I don't know what's up, but you know, you don't want to come clean. Okay, that's cool. All right, so we'll possibly
you
do
crazy.
Cortez. We'll do Cortez and show off.
We good, Grail. We good. We good, Grail. We good.
All right, now let's get back to the disrespect. Now, J.O., what do you mean? Jazz would lose to Cortez.
Let's get into it. I feel like Grail times 10 for even uttering Jazz and Tez when it comes to 10.
Oh, that's the most important thing you've ever said, JL. Cut. Are you kidding me?
This is so foul. Like, I'm puzzled over my words right now. I got nothing to say about that.
JL, you have been a supporter of battle rap for years. Give me one thing that Cortez have over Jazz the Rapper. And mind you, now, this is one point that you may or may not know. We talked about this damn near the whole show. Cortez has never even touched the Summer Madness platform before. Let's be clear on that. Cortez has never been on Summer Madness.
You love doing that.
I love doing that. I'm just being clear.
He loves that.
He loves that accolade.
He loves that.
Oh, man. Come on. Jazz got a better pen than Cortez. Is that?
I think so.
I don't even like Jazz pen.
What?
I don't even really like her pen like that.
You're so disrespectful. I mean, even if you don't like her, can we just not deny what we just heard was just super crazy? Can we at least not?
No, it was not super crazy. Super crazy? We talk. What pedestal are we putting this on?
In my opinion, in overall battle rap, female and male combined.
Oh God!
That body was a top five body. 40 bars?
Okay. Are we counting top five bodies when an opponent choked all three rounds? Is that count, or is that just disqualified as far as all time top five bodies?
Okay, so now we having pity on 40 bars because she didn't show up. Okay. I cannot.
No, she died.
You know,
that's
fine.
But we're not going to say Jazz was fire. It's like the Rex and Sean. Sean was not fire, but it was a body.
So disrespectful. T7M Radio, this is the Culture with 7 Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We got the homie Saint Mike going to be calling up a little bit later on the show. We about to chop it up in a second, do some predictions on URL's Ascension card going down June the 11th. Before we get into this, I wanted to go in on Shotty Hard tonight. I'm not going to front. I was on Twitter last night, and I saw a post by Shotty Horror with some type of announcement that if anybody make any jokes about the bombing that happened in Manchester, that, you know, people, it was going to be repercussions. First of all, again, our thoughts go out to everybody in Manchester that was affected. Official, shout out to Official. She somehow got caught in the mix because I think she saw the response, and she made light of it and had some bars. And Shotty Horror kind of went to the next level with it, you know, and making idle threats about her not being able to battle overseas out there. And if anybody books her, it's going to be a problem, especially King of the Dot and Don't Flop. When I read this, Grail, it was really beyond corny to me. But the thing about it is, I started to go off on it. But you can't really tell people how to feel when stuff hit close to home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell people how to feel when it comes to them being victimized. That's number one. So I have to show a level of sensitivity on that. But the problem I got with Shotty Horror is, how do you talk that gangster shit? And the first tweets that you got is about so much of, you know, if a battle would do this and if a battle would do that. But I don't see you with no type of GoFund posted for the people. I don't see you doing anything for your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking this gangster shit on Twitter. That's the first thing I see. And I'm like, you're a person of your stature. Why don't you have something going for the people? That should be the first thing coming out. Capitalize off of that instead of you making it seem like if somebody do this, that, and the third. Because Official don't need that look. Queen of the Ring, King of the Dot, URL is all over here. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, your shit is not valid. And then on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, in the Arsenal battle, this nigga had a Twin Towers line. So it really threw me off. Cause I'm like, my nigga, how can you sit here, you know, do this? But then, you know, back in 2012, you did that. Like, I thought that shit was real wild. I thought it was a kind of a publicity stunt. I really didn't think that it was a certified move by Shotty. You know what I mean? If you affected by the situation, I get it. I understand you don't want nobody joking, make light to the shit. But, you know, show some credibility behind what you're saying. The first thing should be coming out your mouth if you tweeting publicly. Set something up for some people that got hurt and affected. Nobody even mentioned any. We ain't even got a, people ain't even got an opportunity to write a book about Manchester. You off the top putting that energy out there. If anybody do this, if anybody do that, they gonna get stomped out. Like, man, cut it out. Cut it out. Arsenal talked about your fucking dead uncle right in your face. You ain't do shit.
So true.
Let's keep it up. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't do shit. So I thought that was real. I thought that was real low quality, you know, by Shotty Hard. Like I said, I really wanted to turn up on him, but you know, again, you can't really judge a person's, you know, level of emotion when it comes to stuff like that, you know. But you know, that shit was crazy, and it's just crazier because, fellas, y'all know, like, Official is not the enemy. Whoever did the bombing is the enemy. The terrorist is the enemy. Like, why are you on Twitter talking this gangster shit about other artists? Like, they're not the enemy. We need to be sticking together. Like, this is crazy.
It's true, brother.
Because when it comes down time to donations and all that, we stick together trying to get each other fucking money. Shit was wild. What was your thoughts on that, Grail, when you saw the tweet from Shotty?
Wow, corny, Shotty.
I like that. What about you, J.O.?
Yo, you niggas are so disrespectful to Shotty Horror and so insensitive. Yo, y'all not a disrespectful artist. Look, let me paint you a picture. Now imagine a terrorist or whatever, a crazed man, come in your hood and blow up some buildings, project buildings. And then next week in a battle, you see Jack Boy Maine with a blow up such and such hood, like blah, blah, blah. That's not going to sit well. Like, look at the Proof situation with Cal and Suge. Look how that popped up. Everybody saying Suge was out of bounds. It's no difference, and it's still fresh. So after he said all that, and then Official just come up and throw out a line and just like, yo, I'm gonna try something. That's right.
Well,
now she's wild corny for even doing that.
Regardless, let me tell you how you out. Let me tell you how you're out of bounds. All right. The Proof comparison that went down months later. No one even had the opportunity to write anything, J.O. This was something that he felt like he should have said off the top as a disclaimer. Like, he knew people was, like, what was the significance in him doing that right now? It wasn't like Official had the, hold up. It wasn't like Official wrote the bar first. He saw it on social media and then responded to it. When the bombing happened, that's how he, that was his energy. I mean, nobody even had the opportunity to write anything. If he would have put that disclaimer out after the fact,
she wrote
I'm quite sure she saw the tweet.
That's very disrespectful. That's very disrespectful. He put it out, then she put it, and then she throw a bar right under it. Come on.
But J.O., we gonna take light off the fact that instead of you initially, if you got that, I mean, Shotty Hard is probably one of the biggest artists. I mean, people are talking about him possibly being Mount Rushmore, you know, considered because of the international status. But if you got that stature, and the first thing after this, you know, you on Twitter, you. The first thing, instead of talking about, okay, we got a GoFundMe, or if y'all can, you know, help donate some people or put out some information that's going on with the people that's hurt or, you know, whatever. Like, how's the first thing that come out your mouth is, if we see any battlers on Twitter, we stomping them out and all, Like, cut it. That's how does that energy off the top make sense? And he not no gangster nigga. Like I just said, also
I think it makes perfect sense because I think a lot of ballers do the same exact thing. I really do. If you're talking about like a day, a week after the fact, after something tragic like that, we're not talking about somebody just shot somebody. Like, you blew up what was kids. Look, it's at a whatever Grandy concert. There's a bunch of kids there.
Yeah, I'm not
you
taking
blow
a light.
Up,
I'm
you
not
blow up the building. And then you go, what makes it, why would a battle MC, like, let's say DNA, for example, throw out a corny punchline and talk about blowing up kids like the Grandy concert? Like, come on.
But
man,
you're not, but J.O., you're not getting me. You're not getting me. Number one, if that's the case, I understand. That's right. That would be corny for somebody to use that, you know, and for their advantage in a battle. But nobody even had the opportunity to do that. He put that disclaimer out off the top. Like, why would your mind even be there to even put that out there? And then you did the same shit for the 9/11 incident. What do you got to say about that?
I mean, I see your point with the 9/11, but the 9/11 thing was like 9 years old. It's been a million 9/11 punchlines before that.
Tell that to the victims, J.O. Tell that to the victims.
But we talk about, you talk about a day or two after the fact. Now imagine somebody had a 9/11 bar.
No, we're not talking about a day or two. You listen, you making it seem like Official made the bar first. No, Official made the bar to call his bluff.
Well, he's basically saying if you come to our country after you said that, something got to be said. It's just like I said with the Cal and Suge. Suge had to step foot in Detroit again.
I don't have no problem with that if you feel that way. I mean, he has the right to say that, but why is that the very first thing that nobody's even talking? It's the same day. The bombing just happened hours ago. Why are you not tweeting out if this is the same day, J.O.? Like, why is this shit happening the same day? Why are you worried about what other people putting in their material when you need to be worrying about your fucking people? I just thought that
I'm
was
pretty
crazy.
Sure I'm not accusing him of not looking out for his people or condolencing. I don't know what he's doing behind
the scenes. I'm accusing him of it because I didn't see it. I saw the aggression. I didn't see no links. I didn't see no GoFundMe links. I didn't see no Red Cross.
As far as we know, that may be one of his homeboy's kids or something. It's deeper than just he may know somebody that went to that con. He may know somebody that may be affected. You know, it hits home with him, like, personally, potentially.
Okay.
It's not like,
okay.
You know.
Okay, but okay, let's take
I'm on the West Coast, so you can't say nothing about Pac. It ain't nothing like that.
I understand. And God forbid he was personally affected by that. But if he was personally affected by that hours ago, what's the significance on getting on Twitter saying if anybody make a bar about this, y'all come over here? Like, I don't understand that.
I mean, I don't know. I see where you're coming from. Like, you can't just do that. Use it as a punchline and think niggas gonna check that goes on every day in battle rap. You can't say certain things. You can't say certain things about people, kids.
I agree.
You know, they're going to check you, you know.
I agree. I just feel like hours after the situation, why is that the first thing on your mind? What somebody may potentially put in their rounds? If you tweet, won't you tweet out something to help the people? The shit just happened hours ago.
I don't follow his tweet, so I couldn't.
I don't either. This all came across, you know, my radar, but... Fellas, y'all on live as well. What y'all think, Brother Jeff and Grail, if y'all been, you know, catching up and, you know, hearing what's been going on? Like, do y'all feel like Shotty was out of bounds or not? Grail, I know what you kind of say. Brother Jeff, what's your thoughts on what you've been hearing?
You know what? I understand the way he feels. Anybody would feel that way that close to home. And I definitely, you know, feel for the man, too, because like J.O. said, a relative could have been involved in that, a parent or anybody could have been involved in that. But at the same time, how do you do that when at the same, well, not at the same time, but as you stated, brother, in back in 13 or 12, he had no problem with that twin tower ball. And for me, it doesn't matter how long after it was written or if it was written the next day or the next month, it still happened. If you want someone to be sensitive to that, shouldn't you be sensitive to this first?
I'm sensitive to the level of disrespect that I've heard on this podcast tonight. Like, this is unbelievable.
I get it, but guess what, though? You don't see Shotty in New York, though, so.
Of course not.
That's all I'm saying. Whoever said that, I don't think they would be coming to Manchester. So if they want to say their little punchlines, that's cool, but just know they can't come. And that's cool, too. Like, do what you do, but if you come over here, then you got to answer to that. And that's all they're saying.
Yeah, you can't say who can't say what when you freely talked about the Twin Towers incident, 9/11. That's all I'm saying.
And he's not stepping foot in New York.
So true.
That's what I'm saying.
T7M Radio, this is the Coach of Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Hit that one button if you want to go on live, chopping it up with the fellas. We're getting into it. About to talk URL Ascension card going down June 11th. We're about to throw some predictions out there real quick. To start off, I really don't, when I look at this card, I don't know if this is a main event. First of all, let's go back. This shit is confusing me, J.O. Grail, Jeff, because Ascension mean kind of like to take something to a higher level, right?
Right.
So what the fuck is Born Legacy? And what the fuck is the PGs? I'm confused.
Maybe the PGs is entry level, Born Legacy is one up from that, and Ascension is one up from that.
Oh my god! I don't know if this is a game, if this is a hustle. All of these storylines just seem so similar. I do not see. I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just feel like I just need to go with the flow, mind my business, because it doesn't make sense to me, man. These things seem the same. I just feel like the URL is just cooking up the same pot, but just putting different seasons in it, like.
That's all it is, my nigga. They just, all they doing is changing up the scam.
What you say, J.O.?
I call the event Descension.
Descension?
I call it Descension. That's what I call it. You coming up with all these names and all this and that.
Ascension.
I ain't buying it. Descension.
It should be called Deception.
Go ahead.
It should be called Deception. Because you know what? You know, we're waiting for Double Impact. That's going down June 24th. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Support the URL. Double Impact 2 going down Irving Plaza June 24th. But we waiting the Double Impact situation. Now, we done had this issue about the whole advertisement on YouTube shit. So now they coming up with another card. Like, they really doing niggas a favor. When you look at the card, you know the budget for them, they saved a lot of money with this roster that they got. So we got that going on. You're going to have people that's going to pay more. That's more ticket sales. That could be another possible pay-per-view event. But yet, we still ain't getting no battles really being dropped. So I really don't know what the fuck URL got up their sleeve. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're going to have a nice little bag full of fucking battles from Born Legacy, from Gnome 7 to this, to Double Impact 2. So I hope when they drop shit, you know what I mean, it's going to be in heavy rotation. URL usually don't disappoint. I mean, people get mad all the time at URL, but they always come through. So I hope they got some shit up their sleeve, because right now this shit is just confusing the fuck out of me. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Hey, yo, you know what's going to be crazy? Right after this, you're going to get an Ascension too.
Yeah.
Probably.
In the budget. And this is why we not getting no Summer Madnesses. This is why, you know, they ain't got to pay the big money for these guys. But I thought that was the whole purpose of Born Legacy and you know, the PGs. Like, the PGs is not even, yo, the PGs is not even like a fucking tryout no more. that shit is looked at like a real event. Like, you know, niggas get really hyped. Like, the PGs is like a real event. That shit don't even seem like a tryout no more.
Mm.
And you take the attitude, some of the artists, they got their URL smack introduction before they battle. They lit. They set. They feel like they made it. You know what I mean? And you can't really knock it. What's the difference between that look and the regular battles look? It's kind of the same. They put the trailers before them. All that shit look the same.
That's true.
In fact, I feel like, to be honest, I feel like the small room battles is better than the main stages.
Yeah, I like the small room.
Yeah, a lot of people like the small room. And I don't know why. What element makes the small room battles better than main stage battles?
I think with the big stage, it'd be more heckling and booing and shit like that.
Okay. We need some heckling and some booing going on this show for the disrespect y'all been showing tonight to Jazz the Rapper.
Nah, we need some. We definitely need some heckling for some yes statements.
Why? What have I said wrong tonight, Greg? Who put me in my place? What have I said wrong?
Nah, the only thing we got a problem with is that Jazz theme. That's the only thing we got a problem with. Other than that, we're good.
Man, I laid down the evidence. I laid down the evidence. You're going to sit up here and tell me that what you heard tonight stings with
you,
Tory was better than Jazz.
You laid
down. Nah, it was good enough.
So disrespectful, man. You're so disrespectful. Speaking of Ascension Fellas, June the 11th, Cortez Prez Mafia. This might be the actual main event, if that's what you want to call it. Cortez is out here being very disrespectful. He's not taking press serious. He feel like he got a point to prove. This is a strategy move for Cortez, he says. Cortez has not been on the Summer Madness as of yet. I keep telling y'all this time and time and time again. But we're going to get off of that topic.
He loves it.
Cortez Prez Mafia Grill, who you got?
Cortez about to outclass Prez Mafia. Cortez 2-1.
Wow. J.O.?
I got Tez, slight 30.
What?
30 clip.
Are you fucking kidding me? Let me ask you two questions. Can I ask you two questions if you don't mind?
Yes, sir.
Because this is ridiculous. When have you ever seen Cortez 3-0 anybody?
How much? I've seen Cortez, okay, let's say, put it like this, half of them been vaulted. The body was so bloody, it got vaulted. So, I mean, it's about, he had at least 5 to 6 3-0s. He body bagged Tech 9. Look at, he body bagged Tech 9 3-0. He body bagged Young Gil 3-0. He body bagged Uno Lavos 3-0. He body bagged Danny Myers 3-0. He body bagged, I want to say Jim. No, it was a pretty good battle, but he might have 3-0'd him. And it's something I'm leaving out.
It's amazing you have all these 3-0 battles for battles that's been vaulted. How do you know? I mean, I'm lost. See, Grail tried to do this shit to me last week, talking about this Cortez and these battles being vaulted, and it's the other person's fault. So how do we know that Cortez bodied these clowns and it was just their performance? Y'all are making no sense to me. The URL is not just dropping battles because one person's performance is not good. They're going to show that. Twiz even edited out
sometimes
Miss Hustle. I mean, if the audio is bad.
URL does, they don't draw battles to save face to protect their investments sometimes.
So Cortez's whole career has been kept under vault to save face. That's what you're saying.
Man, come on now.
Look who you just named. And wait a minute. Wait a minute. J.O., did you just say Cortez 3-0 Danny Myers?
I put he 3-0 Danny Myers. Do we need to see that battle tonight?
No, we need to get drug tested.
No, have you seen that battle? Have you seen that battle?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Let's ask Jeff. Jeff watches Danny battles. Jeff, did Cortez 3-0 Danny? True or false?
I cannot recall.
I wouldn't even answer that. You done putting yourself under fire. Why would you even? J.O.'s trying to get a co-defendant. Don't let him pull
you
in.
I'm putting the battle in the group, and we going to come with a vote or something.
Yeah. Put it in there, JL.
Please.
Put it in there, because I'm
you've been disrespectful to Tez all night, like he just
am, listen.
All night long.
Listen, Cortez, I said this before. Cortez is probably the most active, biggest active artist in Brooklyn, but he's not the best. He's never touched a Summer Madness platform. He's had hella vaulted battles. I mean, come on. Y'all are making my argument. Y'all like dancing around shit. Like, I don't get it.
So you gotta make a Summer Madness now. Okay.
It's criteria. Well, Jazz made it. Jazz made one.
No, I'm just her boss. We want to get down to the nitty gritty.
And that's what I'm saying. You don't think it's in the URL interest to promote Jazz more than to promote Cortez?
Listen, my nigga. Cortez has been doing his thing since the Lion's Den grind time. He beat Head Ice. Why would Cortez? They have had Reed Dollars. They have had all these other cats on Summer Madness. Why have Cortez not made not one appearance in five Summer Madnesses? One?
He made a gnome. And that was the
right one. One gnome. One night of the main events, and that was night of the main events five. Are you kidding me? What are we talking about? J.O., you are making my argument. Thank you, G.
Tez, you could argue that Tez for a top tier probably have the most body bags for a top tier. You can argue that.
First of all, we have to argue that Cortez is a top tier. You are so disrespectful. Cortez is a top tier?
Wow. Tez is arguably top five right now. He's arguably top five right now.
Can we not mistake Cortez of today with Cortez from some years ago? Am I the only one that knows?
No, can we not mistake Cortez from
right.
this year from Cortez of last year? Cortez had a potential MVP year last year, but that was 2016. What are we talking about, Cortez? Why are we doing this tonight? We got a whole card to go through. Y'all been so disrespectful tonight for what?
He just 3-0 daylight.
Let me tell y'all how disrespectful we're being. We have not said Prez Mafia's name in 10 minutes.
Why is that?
That's because we all got Cortez winning.
No, 3-0. That's because, y'all are out of bounds. And this is poison.
Let's go, Jeff.
Unreal. This is unreal. This
so
Cortez
you got Prez game, winning?
Yes, I have Prez clearly 2-1.
Oh,
when
have
you my second question to you, J.O., was when have you seen Prez get bodied?
DNA got him out of here. What are you talking about?
DNA is a PG killer. And that was the first battle.
What wins do Prez even have?
What? My nigga. BET. He killed none.
You're
wilding
on Prez.
You watched that battle. I didn't.
I take your word.
You're wilding on Prez. All right, man. Let's
lost
go. Dre on.
Dennis.
Dre Dennis was on MTV, man. He battled Nick Cannon. Don't be disrespectful.
Okay, we all dead.
All right, let's go to the next battle, man. This is crazy. I swear to God, this is unbelievable. I really gonna have to talk to the bosses. We got Young Cannon. YK, shout out to the Cave Gang. Locked in team, homies on team. Moneybags, congratulations, team Moneybags. Had a beautiful baby not too long ago. Salute to him. This is going to be a crazy battle. Word. I got YK in this battle over Moneybags. Though I hate to go against team homie because I always make a fool of myself doing that. But I feel like YK is just too serious right now. Who you got, J.O.?
I got YK 2-1. Only because Team Homie is going to get, they're going to gas around for your man Moneybags to get. So I got YK 2-1, 3-0, just off bars, but 2-1.
So Team Homie's going to gas their artists. That's what you're saying?
Well, K's game going to be gassing too. So now that I think about it, it might be, nah, nobody gassed more than Team Homie. So yeah, 2-1.
Wow. Brother Jeff.
I got YK 2-1. But if we get the money bags that we've seen
Jeff,
lately, might be a little different.
Wait a minute. Before I get your prediction, I was going to ask you a question. Do you think you can get us a disclaimer for J.O.? That all of his thoughts and his opinions are not clearly and necessarily the thoughts and opinions of T7L Radio. This guy is so disrespectful. He would get us fined and suspended if we was on Synchronized Radio. If we was on Syndicate Radio, we would probably have so many fines.
Oh, man.
There's no filter for this guy. Are you kidding?
Mr. Prayer is going to be Kit Cortez. Okay.
I'm just.
The way to fix that, if you have a problem with J.O., all you have to do is resurrect the censor button, brother, and it's over.
No, you know what, man? This is really what built the culture. Like, you know, J.O. has been here from the start, and he has been the same consistent, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't change J.O. for the fucking world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what, you know, that's what's the essence. But I feel like sometimes as the older you get, you know, maybe the disrespect that kind of level off. This nigga is just, he leveling up. Like, I'm like, God damn it. And it just sounds like he believes what he says. It's so fucking crazy, man. So I can't wait to hear about this one. Prep and Rich I'm Nice, a.k.a. Rich Dollars. Who we got, J.O., between Rich I'm Nice and the homie Prep, the Bowtie Killer? Oh, we just lost J.O. So, J.O., I'm going to get J.O. back in a second. Grail, I'm giving you hella points on this one because, to me, you the one to put this battle together. Who you got between Prep and Rich?
2-1 Prep, bro. I think Richie going to take that first round because they're going to be happy to see Richie. And then the second and third, I just think Prep going as it.
So, you got Prep over Rich. All right, J.O., we got you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Who you got between Rich I'm Nice and Prep?
The return of the body bags.
Watch your mouth.
Rich Dollars.
You see what I'm saying?
Prep.
I have no chill.
Huh?
You have no chill, I swear to God.
Okay, this is the battle of the walking dead. Okay, let's see what we got here. I got, man, come on, Prep is bottom five, man. Why is we, Rich Dollars, man, 3-0, man. Rich Dollars, 3-0.
What?
Prep is bottom five, man.
There's no way in the world. No, wait a minute. There's no way in the world you believe that. Are we doing this for debate or are we doing this for shock value? Because you're going to have to take that shit to Angry Fans Radio. Like, we don't even do that anymore. Like, seriously, like, are you kidding me? 3-0.
Are we talking about Prep, or are we talking about Prep?
Yeah, we're talking about one of the top three freestylers in URL. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you categorized that. Cause that's all he can do, and that's not going to save him. When if Rich Dollars bring that young gear, Rich Dollars, it's going to be a long night for Preppy.
That's all he can do. That's all he can do.
What he got? Delivery? He got aggression? He got believability? What he got? I mean, he got
Prep
a bow tie.
Prep is not a rebuttal. Grail, talk some sense. I can't do this tonight, Grail. Grail, you got to take my side on this. Talk some sense into J.O. I can't do this.
J.O. sound convinced the stinky Yankee going 30 bow ties.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Jeff, who you got?
Oh, you know, Prep is going 2-1 this. I'm not going to be disrespectful and not get that man around.
Shit.
I'm going to give him a round, but Prep is going. Man, this is not the Prep of old, brother. This is not
Thank
the
you.
Prep of old. This
Speaking.
Is a new Prep. This is a new Prep. This is a humbled Prep. I spoke on this on the other show, but I'm telling you, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. Prep going to come with it, man. Prep gonna come with it. 2-1 rounds 2 and 3.
All right. Let's spin the block. I'm going to keep it with you, brother Jeff. We got Real Deal versus Reaper Rel. Now, I got Reaper Rel 2-1 in this battle, but it's going to be tough. I know Real Deal is going to be the favorite, but I want to see Reaper and Briz eventually, and he will have to beat Real Deal to even get that look. So I'm banking on Reaper. Yeah, I'm banking on Reaper to really level up on the 11th of June and getting an upset against Real Deal. Who you got, though?
Right. Now, you know how I feel about the Reaper, brother. You know how I feel about the Reaper. I got my man, Reaper Rel, 2-1, possibly 3-0. The bars is going to carry the fight. If it's, you know, I'm not going to take anything from Real Deal, but in this environment here, I got my man, Reaper Rel, 2-1. Rounds 1 and 3.
What do y'all have against Dot Mob on this podcast? Do y'all forgot Real Deal is Dot Mob? No one from Dot Mob gets 3-0. All right.
Dot Mob is forgotten. Dot Mob is forgotten. That
oh yes. Yes.
That so Real Deal is Dot Mob.
What about you, Grail? Who you got between Real Deal and Reaper Rel?
I got Reaper Rel with a 2-1 edge.
Okay. I fucks with Reaper, yo. I fucks with Reaper. What about you, JL?
Man, I really can't believe this show tonight. I think
I know where this is going.
I think this show and maybe the We Go Hard affiliates are the only people that's giving Reaper a win over Real Deal? Reaper?
You're being disrespectful. Do you not give him a shot? Okay, if he's a favorite, I get that argument. I can't really argue with that. But we're saying that there's not a chance that Reaper, one of the best up and
Real Deal is too direct. Real Deal is too direct, and you want to talk about rebuttals and freestyle. He's one of the best to ever do that. I don't think – I like Reaper as a writer, but I'm going to be generous and give Reaper a round. I'm going to say he's going to get cleared 2-1, and we just going back the way things was. You know, moving along.
Damn. Now we got the return of your man, J.O. Tone Montana, back in the mix. You locking in versus you got my member Snake Eyes. Who you got between Snake Eyes and Tone Montana?
And you wonder why I call it dissension. You like I feel like I'm descending right now just hearing these matchups. Ah, okay. Coming from two artists that I couldn't even quote a bar from. I'm gonna get it to Snake Eyes, man. Tone Montana might be bottom five too. But Snake Eyes, he got that whole new URL feel. It's a new wave. He kinda he's one of the poster child for the new. So I got him, man, clearing 2-1.
Yeah, brother Jeff, I agree with J.O. I don't know. I can't bank on Tone Montana bringing 3 rounds. Like his last couple performances, like it's just been unbelievable to me. I've been really disappointed. Who you got in this battle?
Right.
I'm not sure you know much about Snake Eyes, but who you got on paper?
Oh yeah. Snake Eyes is nice. I got Snake Eyes 3-0. Snake Eyes to me is reminiscent of Av.
I see the similarities in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely got Snake Eyes 3-0. I'm just going to say it, 3-0. It's going to be ugly.
Word. Grail, who you got, G?
Last time we seen Tone Montana, he was on URL against St. Mike. Footage never dropped, so you know that footage is chilling in Cortez's favorite place. So.
Forgot about that.
Snake Eyes
2-1. Gotcha.
Can we really give Tone Montana a round, or is we being generous? Because I'm being generous to giving him a round.
Nah, I'm giving Tony Montana the first. That's gonna be his best joint. That's gonna be his best round.
Yeah, he may shake the room up the first round. He may shake the room up the first round. Now you brought up Saint Mike, and I don't know what happened to Saint Mike. Saint Mike was supposed to be locked in with us tonight. I haven't checked my phone. Maybe he hit me, but he's locked in with Fetty 20. Fettuccine 20 is definitely one of my favorite up and coming artists. But Saint Mike is the illest nigga from Nebraska. You know what I mean? And this shit is gonna be crazy. I forgot about the vaulted battle Saint Mike had, but he back at it. The last time he was on the coach, it was coming off of the battle versus Anubis. On the Perfect Day to Die weekend, they had the PG event that weekend. Did his thing against Anubis. So he back at it versus Fettuccine 20. I think this is Fettuccine 20's first main stage type of, well, not main stage, but first, you know, real URL look outside of the PGs. Who do you have grail out of Fetty and St. Mike?
Well, Fetty. I got Linguini with the upset.
You got Fetty over St. Mike?
Yeah, Ravioli, 2-1.
It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. St. Mike looks sharp against Show Off. What about you, J.O.?
I think St. Mike is a better writer, but I think Fetty got a – he's pretty good with the crowd. I believe I saw him against – oh, it was a rider. But anywho, he's seen –
Jack
the,
Boy.
To,
Jack
to,
Boy.
Yeah, Jack. He's seen the fit in that room a little better than St. Mike, in my opinion. So I'm going 32-1.
Wow. Brother Jeff?
I'm sorry, brothers. I'm going with the pen.
Yes.
I respect Fettuccine. All due respect to that, brother. But St. Mike is level 20 with that pen, and he can present it. I got St. Mike 2-1. Clear.
No doubt. We got Ja 400 Block versus Dougie. Who you got in that one, Grail?
Course different. Dougie 2-1.
You got Dougie 2-1. Dougie is dope, man. He's dope. Ja's season, though, I'm going with 400 Block. I ain't going to lie. What about you, J.O.?
I got this is battle of the night.
What?
This is one of the few battles. This is one of the few battles that I'm loving on the card.
Damn.
I think this is going to be the most street battle on the card. I think both are being overlooked. You know, you got Dougie getting wins against Chess and Twerk, in my opinion, and he's still not getting pushed. And Jay, I mean, he got a rep for Jersey, so he like the weakest link in Jersey, so it's going to be a clash. But I got Dougie 2-1.
Did you say Dougie beat Chess in the We Go Hard battle?
Yeah, he did. He was in rare form. I mean, it was one of those performances where it was like, yo, that was his night.
I think that was his best performance to date.
That's a classic in my book.
Yeah, that's the one where Chess had that bounty on his headline.
Yeah.
Mm.
The toilet paper in your
fitted. That was crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Chess. That was crazy. Brother Jeff, 400 Block, Dougie, who you got?
I got Dougie 2-1. Dougie is a showman. They're going to be looking for that from him. J400 is more straight up. This is what I do. This is how I do. This is the skill. But like I said before, Dougie is a showman. They're going to be looking for that. He's going to do that, and he's got a nice presentation. So I got Dougie 2-1.
No doubt. Now, another Brooklyn heavy hitter is back on the URL. Brother Jeff, your boy Dot, is locked in, returning to the URL. He locked in against Mo Mula, another up-and-comer. I believe Mo Mula is from the – ain't Mo Mula from the Cakes, Grail?
Yeah, Mo Mula Cake Life.
Yeah, okay, right. Up and coming. He's dope, too. I fuck with that whole camp, but he's locked in with Dot. This is going to be a crazy fucking battle. Who you got in this one, Brother Jeff? And are you excited to see Dot return?
Yeah,
it's not going to be crazy. Mo Moolah's finna do the damn thing. Mo Moolah 3-0, no question, no debate.
Unbelievable. Y'all are really going to get me fined and suspended, man. This is crazy. You think Doc going to get bodied on the URL card?
Gotta have the substance. Reach guard? Gotta have substance with that reach. Gotta have substance with that reach.
This is Doc we talking about. Mr. Room Shaker.
You can't reach all night, brother.
Unreal. J.O., Dot Momoolah.
Dot is not going to lose a round. He's going to be too entertaining each round. He's too anticipated. I mean, like, he's got, like, the... on the underground level, like... Nah, I'm not even going to say luck for Jeff on the phone, but he's anticipated.
Hey.
He's anticipated on a lower skill.
Right. Wow.
So we're not going with skill here.
Who you got, Grail?
I don't care if I miss because I believe in Ricochet. Dial him from Street Fighter 3-0.
Yo, niggas is... y'all are in rare form tonight.
Yo, niggas want to see Dot, man. It just is what it is.
I'm telling you, man. Box
like,
office.
Niggas wanna laugh.
Word.
At the mockers.
So he's gonna win from that, brother. Seven. Is that what you're saying?
He's not gonna win from any skill.
He's gonna win from making people laugh. Is that it?
I already mentioned performance. That was the first thing came out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
Mo can't keep up with that. Mo cannot keep up with that for three rounds. I'm telling you, this is not. And another thing that's interesting about this particular card is going down again June the 11th. The venue is Blackthorn 51, Elmhurst, New York. I'm not sure if they even ever used this venue before, so it's going to be interesting to see what that looked like.
Got it.
Okay.
We'll see, but that's going out June 11th. This is the coach of T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Before we go, fellas, classic blogs and battle rap. Let me get a quick list, classic blogs and battle rap that y'all might have watched. Grail, give me a classic blog. I don't care from any blogger. Give me a classic blog that you was like, damn, yo, this shit is just like something that just got funny or hella replay value or for whatever reason. Give me a classic blog. From any blogger, in your opinion?
The Flip the Script podcast blog with T-Rex.
So that's Queen's Flip the Script podcast with T-Rex?
Yeah, I think that was dope.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Queen's Flip. I used to like the, I like when Flip first came out when they was doing the interviews outside. When he had the table outside, when he was interviewing Mook and them outside, and
Battle Rap Exploration.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Let me think.
It was fire.
Bird. What about you, J.O.? Give me a classic blog in Battle Rap.
I would go with a more recent blog. I seen Battle Truth going in on Rome DMV.
Yeah, that was funny.
That kind of shook up the culture a little bit.
That was funny.
That was a classic comedy blog.
Word. I think the Angry Fan blog, I want to say it was the one that he was going back and forth with Chris Unbiased when he had, I think when Tom Biggs was putting the effects, when Angry Fan would talk or something that you would see like the effects on the
screen. That was against Piper Boy.
No. This was way before these guys came out. This was years when I'm pretty sure it was the Chris Unbiased Angry Fan beef. This is when Angry Fan first had, I think, like edits on his video. He had like the sound effects, it was crazy. It was so much going on in this blog. It was so funny, but it was years back. So I don't even think Piper Boy and Battle Truth and these guys were even in existence. when it come to blogging, I don't think when it come to battle rap, at least, you know, this was you know, back in that day, it was me, the rest of the PG bloggers, John Rhines, the girl Dana, Chris Unbiased, yeah. Jay Black, Angry Fan. It was another light skinned skinny dude. It wasn't that many bloggers back then. You know what I mean? I think his name Majin or something. Yeah, it was funny that. Yeah, I think that Angry Fan blog, I want to say it was against Chris Unbiased. It was a hella edits on it, some funny shit. That shit had me crying. That shit was so funny. I thought that was a classic one. What about you, brother Jeffrey?
Yeah, I know.
Classic blogs?
Well, all I can do is beat a dead horse, brother, because, you know, I don't watch them like that. So I'm
right.
Going right back. Choice I had last week, which was that Jay Black with the Lux and Hollow reaction ball.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That show's funny too.
Word. I also liked K-Doh's from K-Doh's Media, his Goods blog, where he imitated Goods. Y'all got to check that out. I thought that was funny. Goods even said he hit that shit spot on. He did a little blog where he imitating Goods, and I forgot what it was about, but he imitating Goods. He got the drink in his hand. He pausing his shit while he talking. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought that was kind of classical. You don't see
was
too
that
many.
Recent?
Yeah. He
that
did this probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple months ago.
I like that K-Doh's joint where he was talking about B-Dot versus Danny Myers was the best shit he ever seen. That shit was funny too.
Yeah. That shit got a lot of attention.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. That caught a lot of attention. Chris Unbiased's Untold Truth with, I think it was Mav Hoffa. Was that Mav? I think it was Mav.
Yeah.
Right after the disaster situation.
That was exclusive.
Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah,
that was classic. That was classic. You got another classic blog, J.O., from somebody? Any blogger?
I don't know. I don't know if it's still on YouTube because they cat stole the channel. But Caps, when he recapped the Steams, and I want to say Prez Mafia, and he was like doing a robot, like what's up with these dudes doing robots here in the bars and like they in the Soul Train line while they rap. Like, yo, what is this? That blog was crazy. And I believe he had a Gnome or Summer Madness recap. That's when Battle League was paying attention to bloggers dissing them. And he was like the first blogger to actually diss events or whatever.
Right.
And I remember Norbs and them, they had to speak with him off of that. Like, it was crazy.
Right,
you know,
I remember that.
I do got a runner-up, though, brother. It's this dude... y'all might know, named Seven Mitchell. He had this blog called Stay in Your Lane. I've been trying to hit this dude to tell him that I need more, but I'm blocked for something.
We're gonna get another one of them eventually. I think it was another one that was kind of classic to me too. I can't think. Damn. Wow, that shit was just on the Gems. Gems had the classic blog. Almost all his shit was classic.
Right.
You know what else? Yo, you know what was another Seven Mitchell joint? Yo, what's this nigga name? The nigga who baby mom was getting beat on live. What's this nigga name? Stampede.
Who, Miss Miami's interview? I mean, Stampede interview, going that lane. Oh, he was going. Yeah, he was funny. It was a funny interview. The word, yeah. Shout out to the bloggers, man. We done had some funny, crazy ass bloggers over time. Big up to y'all fellas, man. I'm big up to Saint Mike. I just missed a call from the girl Top Secret. She called up, and I missed the damn call. But I'm gonna get her back on the podcast. I'll reach out to Saint Mike to find out what's goody, and then we'll try to get Saint Mike back on before or after the Ascension Card. Salute to y'all. You'll be back live on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, on The Culture. That's it, fellas. Big up to y'all. Y'all got anything else before we roll out? Crazy.
Nah, salute.
Watching Nestle versus Pass.
Was it a goodie?
Man, Nestle 10, it made me want to write.
Now, I'm going to tell you something y'all do got to watch. Just dropped from the URL today. Holmes versus Joe. Crazy.
Yeah, I need to catch that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Brother Jeff, trust me.
Billy
like
Boondocks
that.
Dropped,
too. Okay.
Yeah, Good versus yeah. Billy Boondocks dropped. That was crazy. Yep, yep.
And J.O., don't forget to put that in the group.
Cortez, Danny Mars.
The 3-0, yeah. The body bag? Okay. Okay. Body bag on the way.
Yo, y'all are fucking bugging. You know what I mean? Big up to y'all. I thought there was one more thing. Oh, yeah, big shout-out to everybody that donated to the Miss Regina Payne Fund Memorial. Raised about a nice amount of money for her going away. So salute to everybody that donated. Definitely appreciate that. This is Evan Mitchell, man, T7M Radio. We are out, but we be back Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. Y'all fellas stay safe until Sunday night. I got something for y'all niggas, man. Y'all are so fucking disrespectful. I'm pulling the clip up for your ass, girl. Believe that. Tell me. Man, look, we'll talk about this later. We out of here, man. Salute to y'all.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media at T7M Radio.